Hello, I'm Lori Storm, and this is your reality check. Well, we all knew it probably existed, and it's now been found. The smoking gun in the death of Libyan Ambassador Chris Stevens and three brave Americans is not only the fault of then-Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, but our own boy president as well. Reuters has discovered that sometime in early 2012, prior to the Benghazi attack, Obama signed a secretive finding directive authorizing the CIA to transfer U.S. weapons to the Syrians. Just like Operation Zero Footprint carried out in Libya, Saudi Arabia was to be the financier and Qatar played the role of intermediary. The destination was a secret base in South Turkey known as Adana. This is where the weapons were assembled, men were trained in their use, and then they were directly delivered to the rebel forces. We now know that the men trained in the use of the weapons, who would travel to Syria to train the rebels, were none other than ISIS. Further examination of news events in 2012 outlined that Obama and Turkish Prime Minister Erdogan, himself a hardline Islamist, had agreed to partner in order to support a democratic transition in Syria. We now also know that not only does the U.S. have an air and intelligence base in southern Turkey, but so do Saudi and Qatar. This is something that Secretary of State Hillary Clinton abruptly denied when questioned by Congress. So is it any wonder that the Islamic State, formerly known as ISIS, took over two-thirds of Iraq before any U.S. involvement? Thousands of Christians have been slaughtered, including children, in the past 3 months of the ISIS invasions in Iraq, and we have done absolutely nothing to stop them. And let's not forget who is commanding the Islamic State Army. Yes, one of the five recently released Gitmo prisoners who were traded for traitor Bo Bergdahl. Our president, the Secretary of State, and an 8-member congressional list who are to be notified of any such secret transfers of military arms, each and every one of them are now guilty of treason. Our own government is responsible for the death of Ambassador Chris Stevens and the two brave SEALs who tried to save him. They are also responsible for the invasion of our southern border. All while most Americans simply ignore the truth and hope to avoid the consequences. I'm Lori Storm. Thanks for joining me for Reality Check. News you won't hear on the news.